Now, I'm a bit worried about the headline in The Australian by Natasha Robinson and Joseph Lamb. Now, I know Natasha and Joseph wouldn't be responsible for the headline, so I want to know the name of the sub-editor that put this in. Oldies heads their dose bets. Oldies. Oldies. A vaccination for everyone aged 50 or above open up on general practices. Doctors are reporting a significant proportion of older people who are so concerned to blood clots associated with AstraZeneca, they're holding off in the hope of getting a different vaccine. Older people. I mean, I know if you're 25, 50 seems very ancient. But when you're 66, 50 is very, very young. Look, to this end, and I've gone and registered myself for the vaccine, and you sort of do, you know, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If I push in and don't wait until I'm called to go and get my vaccine, you know, someone says, oh, yeah, he got a rails run because he works in the media. But I want to illustrate to the community that as a 66-year-old, I'm happy to have AstraZeneca and, you know, not wait for Pfizer or Moderna or some other vaccine. I'm happy to have the AstraZeneca. It's a very small proportion of people who get blood clots, and in most cases, significantly, it doesn't cause a major problem with the clotting. So I'm happy to be, like many others, a guinea pig. So I've said to the New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, if you want me to have it on air, I'll have it on air to illustrate to my listeners that, you know, you can listen to me on air and I'll be okay. Hopefully. But, I mean, so I'm doing that. But anyway, I've got to take the... I'm going to talk to Chris Dorr, I think, from the Australian newspaper. Chris, who's the sub-editor calling me old? 50-year-old oldies. A vaccination over 50. Oldies hedge their dose bets. Oldies. Dear, oh dear. Must have been a sub-editor who's obviously on the other side of 50. I hope they're not 48 because they'll be old very soon as well.